Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the live show for Tuesday, the 14th of April. It's an amazing day. And I'm up in Portland, Oregon with my Axis, so we're doing live shows. And, of course, you'll see me doing live shows as I travel to different places, too, as well. Now that we know that we have this mobility. We have on the program one of the most important activists of our century, Mike Murphy. And the actions he's doing on to stop geoengineering and chemtrails is pretty remarkable. And So with a little introduction, Mike, tell us about your background, how you got involved with this whole process of stopping geoengineering of the world climate, and how you tie it directly to the globalist schemes, which are population reduction, the enslavement of the human race, and literally the taking over of the third millennium by a global satanic elite. And people might find that a little, it seems to be exaggerated, but it's not. Unfortunately, it's not the end of the world, it's the beginning of a new world, a new glorious world, where the truth will reign and where we will stop with legislation and with personal actions the ruling elite from doing things to not only our planet, our living planet Gaia Earth, but also to the human race, which is literally not a theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a reality. With the impending legislation in France that's supposed to go in by December, and the Trans-Pacific and Trans-Atlantic partnerships, which Obama wants to ram through to pass over powers to transnational corporations with boards run by satanic overlords. And if you don't think this is real, and the World Health Organization and the United Nations are scheming together to put forward pseudoscience that will literally destroy the geoengineered, by geoengineering the world climate, listen to the program today and you're going to find out the whole truth about how dangerous this is and how dangerous it is to every living thing on the planet, a form of geoengineering omnicide. So, Mike, tell us your background.
Background is actually in sociology, which is kind of interesting. And, you know, with this issue. Kind of a calling from God. You know, I became aware of this when I lived out in Arizona. And when I went out to Arizona State for college, I remember the deep blue skies, rarely a blemish, you know, in the sky, unless we had a storm or something. Well, I moved away for a while and returned, and I was teaching at that time, and when the students went outside, I noticed like 4 to 5 days had these high clouds, so I knew something was changing in the climate. I had no idea what it was. You know, eventually I came onto the issue of chemtrails, and you were one of the first people to wake me up about this issue on a radio show. I think it was with Jamie Havlicon, where you spoke about how you treated a lot of the pilots. So thanks for waking me up. Anyways, became interested in this. Didn't know much about it, but it started off where I did a video. And I went on to Hollywood Boulevard, and they were spraying that day, and I was asking people, do you know what that is? And nobody knew what it was. So released the video, and it did somewhat well for a first video. But what really got me interested in this issue, somebody said, hey, would you like to go to a geoengineering conference down in San Diego? And I said, nah, you know, I'm not really into much. I really kind of want to look into this chemtrail thing. And they said, that is chemtrails. That's what we're talking about. So I hopped in a car, brought the video, and that was in What in the World Are They Spraying? And also, Why in the World Are They Spraying? We put the footage in there. And, you know, I became very concerned when geoengineers were talking about their plans and proposals. Also, you know, a number of the environmental, human health consequences that they discovered, which really are, unfortunately, unquantifiable. So we released What in the World Are They Spraying? It wasn't meant to be, you know, it did much better than I thought it would. You know, it's been seen by several million people. And then Why in the World Are They Spraying? So I quickly, obviously, got a lot of attention, a lot of radio shows. and continue researching this. And today I'm moving forward. Just got back from Sacramento, California, where I interviewed a farmer. We're looking at the water issues and how it relates to chemtrails or geoengineering. And heading off to Atlanta tomorrow for a couple of key interviews. So a lot of components to this, but the next film is An Unconventional Shade of Gray, and it's really going to be a call to action. And 2015 is absolutely a time for action. We've hit critical mass, at least I estimate. You know, now you can go out, talk to people. Most people have heard about it. They're aware of it. Right now, we have to take the numbers that we have. I think education is still important. However, those of us who are aware of this, we need to take direct action because of the climate treaty in France that you discussed. And that climate treaty is it's being established, and their plans are to create this treaty, which is going to destroy America. It's going to destroy Native American nations. It's going to literally create global governance based on this idea that global warming is created by CO2. I think it's real important to recognize that, first of all, there's not a consensus in the scientific community. However, we all have carbon footprints. So it's a very effective way to create global governance, transfer trillions of dollars of wealth, and effectively block our means to file lawsuits and take legal action based on these crimes. So it's very important that they pass this treaty so that they can legalize geoengineering, and that's what will happen. However, it will make it, if we allow it to happen, it will make it exponentially more challenging for us to do our work. And the reason is this. Again, it's going to create global governance. Right now, we can file lawsuits here in our home state, even in counties, and hold people accountable. It's going to take it out of our jurisdiction. And it's very challenging because, my ancestors, I'm a direct ancestor of the Brown family, John Brown, and, you know, many people that fought for our freedoms here in the U.S., it's going to circumvent the Constitution. Also provide an open funding for geoengineering programs, and of course that includes a well-funded propaganda campaign so that public support will support these programs. Right now we have the airways, we're dominating.
Let's explain that. One of the problems with modern culture, and I'm think of it like a bacterial culture. The culture masters are the, if you want to call the wizards that control our world. And the wizards are like the descendants of the high priests of ancient Sumer and Egypt and Mesopotamia. They're now the heads of the boards of transnational corporations and the high-level Masonic overlords that literally feed the masses all kinds of disinformation and also lie to them about the very nature of what they are. They lie to them, for example, and this is one of the things that we see even in so-called Tier 2 science, which is taught in universities, is a science by consensus. I saw this in the medical establishment. I want to mention some very simple principles here. In the last 50 years, we've cut down one half of the forests in the world. And the forests in the upper make 20% of the world's oxygen from carbon dioxide. So when plants take in carbon dioxide, they release oxygen. The other 80% is created by the benthic layer of the upper oceans of the top 30 feet or 10 meters. And without that oxygen carbon cycle, you have three components necessary to make the ozone layer that protects and allows life to exist on the planet. Besides the magnetosphere, and there's five layers. First layer is in the lithosphere, the outside crust of the Earth. And it's created, by the way, these five layers are created by the torsion field of the liquid core of the Earth and the mantle. And that creates a what's called a torsion field generator that generates a five layers field. The first is in the lithosphere, the second is the upper troposphere, 70 to 80,000 feet roughly. And then there's three layers to the Van Allen radiation belt that carry the bow shock wave of the sun and the solar wind. And what happens is you need three things to create the ozone layer to protect us. You need oxygen, and if your oxygen level is dropping because you put in a CO2 policy which captures carbon dioxide, instead of allowing the carbon oxygen cycle to generate oxygen, your world oxygen concentration falls. So the principle I've been preaching for years, and remember I was a oceanography PhD candidate working in 1973 before I went into medicine, and I've been preaching this for 40 plus years. The most dangerous thing is peak oxygen. Our magnetosphere is dropping 5% per decade, which is quantifiable. This is not conjecture. And there's lots of ultraviolet light from the sun, so that's not a problem. But if you capture CO2, you could burn the planet with ultraviolet light and kill crops and living things on the planet.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
And we're back with Mike Murphy. And Mike, we want to talk about how global warming has harmed the world and the movement and how it's harmed the population of the planet. You've got a number of really good websites here, Coalition Against Geoengineering, and of course the organicsulfur.net. You have that the activist group, you have the chemtrail chemtrailsmuststop.com and a number of different articles there, and geoengineeringactionnetwork.org. All these websites I'm going to place up, and of course I think you're going to take today's radio show and put it up on YouTube. We also have our own YouTube channel and our own live stream TV. People need to know the archives are available to anybody in the world free, and we're going to soon be cross-indexing them by topic. So how is the global warming hurting, this lie hurting the population already?
Well, I think it's real important to, based on geoengineers' words, geoengineering changes our planet's temperature, and it changes our climate, and it really creates most, if not all, of the symptoms that are being attributed to the so-called CO2 global warming. There are many factors out there that are changing the climate, but there is no consensus in the scientific community, and I tend to not take a side, because, and I'll explain in a couple of minutes, but I think the most prudent way to move forward, whatever your belief is about global warming, and I've asked many people to explain to me how global warming can be proved or attributed to CO2 based on the fact that geoengineering has been going on for well over 30 years. So I want to know how we can get an accurate temperature and really determine what the planet's doing. So my demands are very clear that all climate talks, treaties, and even legislation, 500 climate laws went into effect based on CO2 global warming, be immediately rescinded. Until after a period of 2 to 5 years that geoengineering has stopped, then we can come back to the table and really determine what the planet is doing. I have my beliefs, about the swarming issue. However, I think I don't think it benefits our movement at all. And what we've seen is this issue of global warming come into the movement and very strongly. And it has no benefit.
But by the movement, you're talking about the movement of activists.
Activists, and it's been pushed very hard, and
let me just take a little different tact, Michael, and that I'm quite a different host than anybody else on Genesis Network, Reds Network, Republic Radio, or anywhere else. I take a vicious attack against what I call pseudoscience and dislogic. I don't believe that there's two sides to this issue. There's one side called the truth. Mm-hmm. And if you ask just tough questions, you can see that the fabric of their logic falls apart instantly. If you want to make tea or coffee in the morning, you boil it from the bottom. If you want to look at heating, you have to look at the number of sunspots and the amount of thermal radiation coming in from the sun. If you look at CO2 concentrations, it doesn't correlate with the... there's a delay after the warming with the ice. In fact, this has been proven. There's a delay in CO2 concentration decreasing after the ice ages end by a very large margin when the amount of the biosphere increases. So if you just ask those, and again, this research came from East Anglia University, it was tied to the United Nations. The pseudoscientists, if I could see a dozen of them stand up in front of me, I could fire questions at them like intellectual miniguns. I call it mixed mental martial arts. And I don't give quarter. I would be like what we call a double-sworded samurai soldier walking in there and slicing arms, legs, and heads scientifically off of these fools. I don't believe we need to give quarter to people that are liars or pseudoscientists. I don't think we have to have a dialogue with people that are out there trying to destroy the planet and put forward pseudoscience. Most of the universities on Earth, in most languages, are fools. They couldn't create a scientific dialogue. They'll never create new science because science is not dependent on a belief system. Belief has nothing to do with science. Science is something that's based on imagination, number one. You later convert it to equations and a thesis where you have a null hypothesis, and you have to have logic, and you can't throw someone over your shoulder some specific observation and say, well, that doesn't count. When we know, for example, CO2 concentration has only increased a long time after the ice ages, not causing the ice ages to end. So this idea that CO2 is the cause of global warming is a patent lie. What we do have a danger of that could cause climate change is when you have ultraviolet light, it releases carbon dioxide, it releases methane hydrates from the deep oceans when you play around the plasma physics of the Earth. And we're seeing a massive surge of methane hydrates all over the planet. So you're right, we need a better model, but the problem is if you make a nonlinear model of planet Earth and you exclude a number of different drivers in that model, you create a pseudoscientific thesis that, in fact, will actually create the crisis you say you're trying to avoid. So they're going to kill the planet by putting in CO2 policies that will capture and reduce oxygen that can protect the planet from ultraviolet light. And when the biosphere and the carbon-oxygen cycle dies, then not only will living things like us die, but will also kill the biosphere and the benthic layer of the ocean, so the entire sea life in the oceans will die, from the lower life forms like the phytoplankton right up to the zooplankton and the fish, etc., octopi, like, you know, and the larger fish like the tuna. But the entire biosphere will die. And we can't give quarter to this. The idea that these pseudoscientists, what we need to do is we need to go at them viciously and if we go at them viciously, one of the things that I challenge in my program, and again, every hour of this show is open to questions. If you think you're a climate scientist, or you think you're an oceanographer, or a chemist, or a solar scientist, a helioscientist, and you want to challenge Dr. Deagle, by all means, I will make your day miserable. I will take your qualifications and your credentials and I will shred them. And I do not show any quarter to stupidity, arrogance, or dislogic. And we have to not pretend to be nice about it. There's nothing nice about Dr. Deagle. I am vicious with ignorance. I treat it with great disrespect, and it only deserves one thing, destruction. With human beings and with the biosphere, I am their protector. I'm a wolf. I would call a wolf for those who want to be destroyed. I'm a sheepdog for God. And I am not going to put up with pseudoscience or niceness. Niceness needs to be thrown out the window. The reason why we're failing and why the population doesn't take it seriously is because we're too nice. We're too
you
damn
have that
nice.
Right.
We
and
need
many
to stop
of
niceness.
You in high regard. Now, the
they need to listen
issue.
To me and they need to become... They need to actually start behaving the same way. Just ask them simple questions. And I raise them right now. What happens when they do this carbon policy and the world's oxygen concentration starts to drop and our ozone layer disappears? We already have a 5% drop in the magnetosphere. What happens when the benthic layer of the oceans is burned and the oceans die and you have no more oxygen? Can you run your SUVs, your industry? And when your oxygen level drops and you can't even run combustion engines and you've not gone to fusion engines, which I've said already, our world needs to move to fusion and oil consumption technology, not because of peak oil. Because the gold theory has proved that the Earth is generating not only primary water, but also is primary oil and natural gas and all these materials are actually generated by the planet because it's a nuclear reactor. Our planet is a nuclear reactor. That's why we have a magnetosphere. And the very fact that we're doing the stupid pseudoscience where we want to play games with people that are liars, let's not play games. Let's tell them, like Vikings, which I'm descended from, we're going to scream to the top of our lungs, we're coming to take their heads and put them on the top of our ships. We're not going to play games. We're here to sacrifice you, liars and destroyers of Earth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. So, I know, Michael, a lot of people, it doesn't matter which, and I've seen this with other hosts and other guests and so on, what we have to show is we have to show indescribable love for people who even hate us. And Jesus said, you know, and I call a messianic cosmic Christian. Jesus was the greatest incarnation of God in human form that ever existed on this planet. But he said, when I return, you shall be as I am. So he's given us a scepter. We've got to take over rule of this planet. I'm a mortar man for God, trying to get those mortar of the stones, called the living stones, back together again so humanity will wake up and take our scepter and say, you know what? We have been ruled by evil Satanists. We have had evil in our churches, our schools, our universities, and our political system. We have evil lawyers like Hillary Clinton. I mean, the Rose Law Firm, do you know how many things have gone on? And then we have these people in the United Nations, and we've got East Anglia University and the global warming garbage. And this is garbage. It can be shredded in a matter of 10 minutes by anybody with even simple logic of a 10-year-old that has a reasonably high IQ, and just ask them what I call childlike questions. We shouldn't show niceness to people that lie to us, whether it's in the medical realm, the legal realm, or the geoengineering realm, because this is going to kill us. And in fact, if the people that are listening to this program, if only 5% apprehended what we said was true and contacted their local town council, their state legislature, their country, and put in treaties to stop this, to put in laws to stop this, it would bring it to the fore, and then real scientists would go and validate what I'm saying and prove the science with nonlinear scientific models where all the drivers of climate change and weather and oxygen concentration and the stability of the world system, which now, by the way, when they drilled at the Macondo drill site, that's the other major point that people should realize. They destroyed the loop current, which comes out of the Gulf of Mexico that regulates the northern jet stream. And now with geoengineering, we have all the seasons mixed up. It's right out of the Bible. we now have a situation where we are entering this year, not 10 years from now, and this is not a prophecy of a future. This is a now. Take this and heed this, O people of earth. We are entering the greatest time of famine in human history, caused by man's interference with the Macondo drill site, which we drilled in an area with methane hydrates we had no business doing. And now geoengineering the world climate that's going to destroy the upper protective layer of the ozone layer of the planet and destroy the ability of the carbon oxygen cycle to generate oxygen that protects us from cosmic radiation and ultraviolet light and x-rays. Do you think mankind or the living things on Earth will survive? I say we only survive if we wake up spiritually and intellectually that we've been lied to, we've manipulated, and as I say, for I'm calling all the sheepdogs for God out there, all the people who want to wake up, and if you think that you know better than Dr. Deagle, have the guts to call into this program and engage, and it's going to be very, very ugly. Because I will rip and tear you intellectually.
I really want to stress how important it is that we block this climate treaty, because if passed, it most likely 98% or whatever, you know, chance will legalize geoengineering, and that's a huge threat to us. But we've seen this issue, and I think it's really important to illustrate if global warming enter into the movement, and it does nothing to benefit our efforts in stopping these programs, and it's an opinion-based argument. And what I mean by that, geoengineers say we have global warming, therefore we must geoengineer. That's a solutions-based argument. It's a solution to a perceived problem that 46% of the population holds. And when they use that, it's highly likely that a large percentage of society will support all of the negative consequences of geoengineering. When it's brought into the geoengineering movement, we have global warming, but we don't want geoengineering. I'm sorry, you can't argue both of them. What we need to do is stand firm and say you cannot prove, and it is not provable, based on many things, including the fact that geoengineering changes our temperature. You need to stop geoengineering, say no to these treaties, end geoengineering, then we'll determine what's going on. And I think that you and I hold our same views, and I believe that we will find that there isn't any. But again, when it's brought into the movement, we've seen in the past year and a half, 2 years, when it really was pushed hard, all of this arguing, all of this division, no, we can't have it.
It's not a matter of division. Now, let me explain, Mike. The problem is this. Geoengineering is not a future thing. We almost argue like something that may the UN and people might do after the treaty. When I took care of pilots flying, and this is the mid-90s, they'd already been doing geoengineering for at least 10 to 15 years. We're not talking about just little lower chemtrails. People need to understand chemtrails are something you can see that create fluffy clouds by putting up particles that actually are cloud forming. What I'm talking about, there's three layers. There's three layers to atmospheric modification. The first layer has been done back in biplanes back in the 1920s, where they put biological weapons, including the Chinese did this, when they're doing the research. Japanese did research with organisms to test this on the Chinese and China when they invaded. That's basically biological weapons dispersion at low altitude. Then we have cloud formation to create rain and so on. Cloud formation to create rain creates what we call the chemtrails. You see in the clouds, so you see a little line like a hot cross bun, and it widens out, and then your sky turns a kind of an inky gray. But then the real dangerous one is one you don't see. This is 73 to 80,000 feet where robotic drones are putting nanoparticles up, and people say, well, they're not putting it over Central America or over China. Hogwash. It doesn't matter. It creates a Dyson sphere around the entire planet. Those nanoparticles of thorium, strontium, barium, and aluminum are up there for four and a half years to 2.5 years. And they have to keep on recharging them in order for that Dyson sphere to allow them to inject plasma interferometry fields from space-based weapon platforms to actually change the weather. It's not HAARP. People are saying, well, they're waiting for a HAARP signature to come up from Alaska. No, no, no. This is way more advanced than HAARP. And what people need to understand is we use satellite-based infrared lasers and the use of these plasma interferometry to create rails in the sky to actually control storm cells. And, for example, we have a blocking high out in the North Pacific that's blocking weather systems from coming into California. We have had geoengineering at a global level with a computerized supercomputer model that's been in operation for at least 30 years. And what the consequences are, Sao Paulo, Brazil, is now in a state where they're in catastrophe. They're not going to have a catastrophe. They don't have enough water to drink enough water every day, unless you buy a lot. They don't have enough water to wash properly today. And literally, the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere, 24 million people, Sao Paulo, Brazil, is directly being attacked by globalists because it's part of the BRICS. The Brazilian, Russia, India, and China alliance. They're going against the globalist bankers and the transnational corporations that want to create a new world financial order. And by the way, it'll be cybernetic, and they have a cybernetic model of Earth called the Virtual World Project, where I took care of employees working at Schriever Air Force Base, which is a primary node for this system that's in every major country on Earth, including China and Beijing. And when we set up the project called the Iridium Satellite Project, we even gave satellite uplink information and targeting information to the Chinese so they can target accurately American and Western cities and get in transferred space technology, which is why their space program is a direct copy of our 1960s space program from America. The Chinese have literally got a pipeline information right through the state of it's a real hell, otherwise known as Israel. People need to start grasping what's really going on here, and it's not open to kind of a nice dialogue. I don't believe in nice dialogue. I'm like one of the ancient prophets screaming from the top of a hill to a caravan passing.
I think I fell off the line because I am not able to hear anything.
And pains of your age. Do you often feel tired, and is your mind often clouded and forgetful? Well, it's time to stop the clock on aging with a proven system from NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical, the company that brings nutrition and medicine together, turns back the hands of time inside and out with Anti-Age Max. Protect against age-robbing cellular damage with Nutritrala, and combine both Anti-Age Max and Nutritrala with Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. Yes, you can look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs, Anti-Age Max. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871 for Dr. Bill Deagle's proven Anti-Age Max system. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And we're back with Mike. I guess hopefully most of that rant went through. I heard from our board op, John, who's an excellent board op, that all but 30 seconds went through. And I want to challenge anybody out there if they think that this is a joke. So, Mike, are you there?
I am. I'm back.
I can hear some background music there. Hopefully that's not from the studio. There we go.
That's from the studio. I'm quiet here.
Okay, good. Listen, Mike, you know, I get really emotional over this, and I've been in a first-hand place more than anybody else on this network or any radio or television show on the planet on these specific issues. I was one of the charter members of Greenpeace that actually founded Greenpeace and got out of it when they were spraying seal pups back in the early 70s with red dye, and the seabirds and the orca whales would kill them because they could see them through the ice back in the early 70s. So I am an ultra-environmentalist, and one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Revelation 11:18, and it's basically, it's God saying, "And I shall return to destroy those that destroy the earth." What do you think of that scripture?
Well, I like the sound of that, and, you know, I think the sometimes our message, I think, is perceived as doom and gloom, and I'm very optimistic. And
we're optimists. We're not giving the end of the world speech. We're giving the beginning of a new world, a world free of Satanists and boards and trans-Pacific and transnational partnerships, free of people like Obama and Hitler, Iraq and Clinton. I mean, if you think that Obama is bad and he's evil, you'll grieve and wish for Obama if Hillary ever gets in.
And you know what's amazing? We have the power, we have the ability to change our world. And it doesn't take much of us. And it's people like you, you know, and other powerful activists out there who are bringing awareness and really directing action towards getting geoengineering and all the programs stopped. So,
it's all consciousness.
It's going to be for everybody, but, you know, those who are not. Clearly supporting this, I think there's a gloomy outlook for them. But for those of us who are addressing this, yeah, we're going to make the change, and we're going to create the world that we want. And that world does not include chemtrails. It does not include evil. And we have that power as human beings. You know, as we discussed earlier today, we have the power. We have the ability. All it requires is us taking action. So, you know,
the action requires a state of consciousness. What I tell people in our program, Nutramedical Report, is we're not here to change your mind. You have to do that. What we can do is we can change your perspective. And that requires what I call engagement. When I engage people and say, I don't think it's okay for you to believe your belief system, whatever, I want you to engage your intellect with mine. And, for example, in the ancient system of education in Greece, which is far superior to our current education, you didn't get a degree at one of the learning institutions in Athens with the great teachers of logic unless you engaged your professor one-on-one. You didn't get a test questionnaire of multiple guest questions. You had to have your intellect engage them. That's what this show is trying to do, is to get people to ask better questions. Because if you don't ask the questions, you won't own the truth. And if you think, well, Deagle's so smart, I'll just believe what he says, you're an idiot. You need to ask the questions yourself and go and find out, oh my God, I've been lied to. Oh my God, I asked 3 or 4 simple childlike questions and discovered you boil water from the bottom. And if you destroy the ozone layer, everything dies. And if you capture carbon dioxide, the carbon oxygen cycle, there's no oxygen. What a miraculous set of questions. And when you realize that you've been lied to, you say, well, now, are they intending to do this, or are they just stupid? And when you come to the conclusion that they're not just stupid, but they're evil. For example, people think that Mr. Obama is an idiot and he's incompetent. No, he's very competent. He's incredibly evil. Okay? So he's very competent. He's destroying and destructing. And I heard that principle used when they talked about the destruction of the Palestinian-Gaza Strip area. It's being destructed. Well, so is America. America is being destructed. The world is being destructed. A specific methodical deconstruction of the biosphere, the living conditions of the plant, the food security, GMO food, forced vaccinations with genetically modified and DNA and heavy metals and radiotoxins and fluoride and vitamin M, mercury in there to cut off the neurotubulin in your brain. I mean, it goes on and on. And people say, I mean, are they just stupid? No. No, they're evil. And we need to face that. And people don't want to face that. There's not a dialogue here of saying, well, Deagle thinks he knows everything. No, I don't. I don't know everything, but I ask really tough questions. And in fact, I embarrass myself to realize every morning I wake up and I know how little I know, but I'm brave enough to ask the questions to realize how ignorant I am. And when people get on that road and just ask a few tough questions and are gutsy enough to realize that the lies that they've swallowed will kill them and their children and grandchildren, there won't be a posterity of humanity. There won't be a nation 200 years from now called America. People will think it's a legend if there's any human race left. If there's only a remnant of people living in subhuman conditions after they've destructed the world. Because these people have no end. They're not just interested in money and power. They're interested in a level of destruction of the biosphere so that basically no living thing would dare try to survive except maybe chemobacteria in the deep trenches of the transoceanic areas of the deep ocean that they can't get to. That's it. And even they require some oxygen from the atmosphere. It actually gets dissolved in the upper atmosphere that's part of their chemobacteria processing. So people do not grasp how desperately late the hour is. And this is the time for engagement to force the other side to answer our damned questions. And for other people to ask their own questions so they don't just take our word and say, well, Mike Murphy, you got it all packaged there. I'll just believe you. No. Don't just tilt your head up and see the chemtrails in the sky. Realize you're being poisoned by aluminum getting in your water supplies because it's now coming from the upper atmosphere. Realize that barium in nanoparticle form is 10,000 times more toxic to neurons and your mitochondria than lead. Nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic to mitochondria and your neurons than lead. That's why I repeated it twice. So morons out there who want to argue with me, I will give them neurochemistry and the specific effects on the various neurochemistry. And when I did my initial research, I got called by Dr. Roy LaRiche, the College of Physicians and Surgeons in Alberta in 1981. Dr. Deagle, you're at it again. And you're working in association. And I said, I was working with Dr. Murray Vimy on mercury toxicity. He was working on his dental pathology PhD at the University of Calgary.
He said, well, you were thinking about disciplining Dr. Diggle for daring to work in association. I mean, that's the kind of garbage. You know what it did? It just hardened me. Because the next year when he called me and I was doing research with UCLA, with Dr. Chung and Vujadani on toluene diisocyanate for fast drying paints, formaldehyde and trimethyl anhydrides from that come from diesel fuel, I told him, I said, well, I just talked to Jimmy at the UAW, and he told me if anybody bothers me, all I have to do is call them, and they won't bother anybody ever again. And when I told this to Mr. Roy LaRiche, he quit 3 weeks later, and he didn't call me or make me come before the board of the college. We need to have that backbone attitude of, we bite. We fight. We're not going to take it. We're going to dialogue. You're going to answer our damn questions out there if you're trying to force treaties down our throat. You're going to answer questions, state board or state legislature or city council. You're not going to put in carbon policies that are going to say we're going to eventually limit human reproduction or gathering water from the planet or doing anything that can, quote, increase your carbon footprint. Because believe me, if they institute this treaty, it's the beginning of the end of the human race. This is not a rehearsal. This is the big show.
You better believe it. And it's scheduled to go into effect in 2020. So
right.
we have a chance at blocking this. I'm organizing.
How do they contact you? Because, Mike, we're going to be having you on at least once or twice a month. I think we should have you on twice a month because this, to me, is one of the premier issues where we can show hard science that we are being literally scientistized. This is not science. This is scientistic. It looks like science, smells like science, but when you take it, it's like taking a cyanide pill. It'll kill you. And it'll kill our civilization. And they want to say, well, we're so loving and controlling. If we don't control CO2, we'll all die. Chicken littles with horns.
Very much.
How do they contact you, Mike? And how do they support the coalition?
You can go to the Coalition Against Geoengineering.org. George Griffin and I put that together. And also my Facebook page, What in the World Are They Spraying? I post daily on there. And I get flooded with emails, so I'm a little hesitant to get that out. It's a challenge to travel while
I'm traveling. I'm sure it is a challenge. I get a challenge with my emails. Sorry I got too ranty today, but it was important to lay it on the line. We're going to have you back many times. You've got lots of chance to talk and give us much more detail. We'll have you back at least 2 weeks. Mike Murphy, another hero of the truth. Take care and take action. Back an hour or two in just a moment live. Call in with your comments.
Bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck?
Thanks a lot. That was excellent, Mike.
For debt resolution, we'll find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees, nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.